American importers are trying to figure out what to do after one of the world's largest container carriers, South Korea's Hanjin, filed for bankruptcy yesterday. The move is already creating headaches at ports from L.A. to New York, and it comes at a particularly bad time as retailers are importing goods for the holiday season. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy. Good to talk to you again.
Good to have you. And Hanjin is the world's seventh largest shipper by capacity. I'm sure people have seen these shipping containers. If they've ever seen any place that has shipping containers, it has more than $5 billion in debt. But what's going on with this bankruptcy?
Well, there are two things. Part of it is Hanjin. It's the biggest shipper in South Korea. It was being supported by the Korea Development Bank. That was the main creditor. They pulled their support on Tuesday. Hanjin's been struggling for a while. It's posted a loss every year for the last 5 years. Now, the problem is they are one of the world's biggest carriers. They're the seventh largest shipping line by capacity, and there is a global glut of shipping, of ships. So there's too much capacity available. Rates are going down, so the globe's shipping is suffering, and Hanjin is the first one in probably about 30 years to declare bankruptcy.
And what does this mean for the Hanjin ships that are already out there?
Well, it moves mostly manufactured products and consumer goods. So it's electronics, clothing, furniture, toys, goes to U.S. retailers, including Amazon. So if you're a buyer, you're planning to be a buyer around Christmas time of a Samsung product or an LG product, you want to think about this. It accounts for 3.1% of global container capacity. Hanjin has now stopped accepting any cargo from the Koreans or from anyone else that was meant to be delivered in the United States. A number of these Hanjin vessels that have arrived in port have been unable to dock. The docks won't take them in because they're thinking they may not get paid. Ports in China, Spain, the U.S. have blocked access to these ships. So the goods are sitting offshore in ships. In a number of places, including China and Singapore, Hanjin ships have been seized. Someone has got a court order to seize the ships because of money they're owed. So it's a mess.
And what happens to the goods if the ship gets turned away?
Well, they will sit there in port. People who are importing goods now have some choices to make. They've either got to find another shipper to bring a new order of goods. And the problem with that, Jeremy, is that even though there's an excess of shipping capacity in the world, this particular action has caused rates to increase dramatically. So a rate to ship one container of goods from South Korea to the United States East Coast has now gone up by 50%. It's about $2,400 a container.
And does that get passed on to the consumer? Are we going to see higher prices on all the things that we buy this holiday season because of this?
Well, the market doesn't tend to accept those higher prices, particularly when it comes to electronic goods. So what it really means likely is delays. It means that if you were planning on buying that new LG OLED TV, you may want to think about that now as opposed to later. Where it's really going to affect people is these so-called fast fashion retailers, places that move very seasonally. They've got clothes stuck on these ships that are going to be in the wrong season.
Well, and at the rate we're going right now, based on the prices that I have seen, those fancy televisions are going to be selling for about $5 in a couple of months because they're dropping so quickly.
They are dropping, but this may cause a short-term spike.
Business journalist Ali Velshi, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.